Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. L'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori Aref Hilba Meir Chalmecha Zichrono Lebracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. And we are in Sefer Eicha and we are in Perek Beis Eicha. Yoi Biapo Hashem Esbatzion. How in your anger you brought up Bas Tzion, you clouded Bas Tzion. According to the Targum and Ibn Ezra, you raised Am Yisrael up to the clouds in order to throw them down, or you reviled us. Hishlich Mishamayim Eretz Teferis Yisrael, you throw down the glory of Am Yisrael from Shamayim to Eretz. Those Achara Adom Raglav Biyom Apo, and you didn't remember your footstool on this day. After you raised us to the highest heights, says Rashi, you threw us down, and you it may be an allusion to the fact that we don't wear tefillin in the morning of Tisha B'Av, and you forgot about the Beis HaMikdash. B'la Hashem Elocham Aleis Kol Na'us Yaakov. Hashem, you consumed without pity all the houses of Yaakov. Haras Be'ev Rasom Ev Tzerei Bas Yudah Yigia La'aretz. You destroyed the fortresses of the daughter of Tzion to the ground. Chilel Mamlacha B'Sara. Right? You destroyed the kingdom and the leaders. You turned them into chulin, right? You turned them into something without any sanctity. Rabbi Yochanan offered 60 different interpretations according to the Yachimoni for this pasuk, and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said only 24. It's not that Rabbi Yochanan was the greater, but because Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi lived closer to the Churban, he would see it as he was saying over pshat, and so. That memory caused him to cry and to be consoled. And before the Beis HaMikdash, there were 481 shuls in Yerushalayim, which had a yeshiva and a high-level yeshiva at the same time. And afterwards, it got all destroyed. Gadab Achariyaf called Karen Yisrael. You cut down in your anger the entire glory, the Karen, the horn, which is the glory according to the Targum, or the sovereignty according to Ibn Ezra, or the strength of Eretz Yisrael. You withdrew your right hand in front of the enemy, right? You refused to defend your children, says Rashi, right? You burned through Yaakov like a flaming fire, right? Your anger burned through like a flaming fire. You bent your bow like an enemy, your right hand posed like an enemy. You killed all those people who were pleasant appearance. In other words, here they were. They were supposed to be special to you, and you just killed them, right? In the Jewish homes, you just took off your anger. Hayashem koyev. It was like you were an enemy. Bila Yisrael, you swallowed all of Am Yisrael. Bila kol armanosa shiches mitzarav. You destroyed the fortresses, and destroyed the citadels, Vayar, Bevas, Yuda, Taniya, Vania, right? You brought forth, you increased within Bas Yuda, moaning and mourning, Taniya, Vania, right? Lacham Dima over here comments that when the Malchus Yehuda was intact, the tragedy wasn't as strongly felt in the land. But when Yehuda also went into Galus together with the 10 tribes, now the affliction was double. It was Taniya Vaniya. We saw the entirety of Am Yisrael kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. Vayachmos kagan suko shecheis moado. You stripped your booth like a garden. Shikach Hashem Tzion moed v'shabbas. Hashem made Tzion oblivious of a festival on Shabbos. Right? You would meet Am Yisrael in Kodesh HaKadashim, and you enjoyed the joy of the Yomim Tovim and Shabbos. And in your anger, you spurned the king and the priest. That's the Kiyah Melech and Saraya, the Kohen Gadol. Together, they would have been the guardians of Torah. The Kohen Gadol is there to interpret the Torah, and the king was there to enforce it. And you just let them go. You said let it go. So Anach Hashem is Bacho. Hashem rejected his mizbeach, the Er Mikdasho, he disdained his Beis Hamikdash, according to the redak, or he nullified it according to Rashi and abolished it. His girbi adoyev chomos armenosa, he gave over the walls of the citadels over to the enemy. Kol nasnu beis Hashem kiyom moed, and they were shouting in joy as they entered the Beis Hamikdash. It sounded like Am Yisrael during the Yom Tov. Hashem decided he was going to destroy the wall of the daughter of Tzion. He stretched out a line and didn't hold back from devouring. He made the rampart and the wall mourn. Together they languished. In other words, Hashem was angry at Am Yisrael for a long time, right? Before he actually brought the destruction, and he drew a line to measure, etc. With according to the Targum, this was a plumb line. Elsewhere, it was a positive line. There may be a rebuilding, but here it was a midas adin. We crossed the line, and that was that. And so Hashem destroyed it. And Chel V'choma, says the Gemara Pesachim, and the Radak brings it down over here, is a defensive wall and a smaller outer wall. In that process, Tabu Ba'ar Charei Bad B'Shiber Bricha, the gates sunk into the ground, right? And the gates sank down into the earth to avoid destruction, because the gates were made by Melech David, so the enemy wasn't given access to the gates, according to Rashi. Ibad B'Shiber Bricha, he utterly destroyed the bars. Malkavus Sarei Bagoyim Ein Torah, right? And so there was no Torah. They were exiled. They failed to live up to the Torah, according to the Targum, or they didn't study the Torah according to the Al Shech, or they saw it as a bunch of stories, right? Gam Neviyah Lo Matzuk Chazom Hashem, and the Neviim also didn't get any guidance from. They got no vision. Yeshvu La'aretz Yidmu Ziknei Bas Tzion. So the elders of Bas Tzion sit on the ground in silence, right? Helu Afar Rosham Chagru Sakim. They put ashes on their heads and they wear sackcloths. Harid La'aretz Rosham B'Solos Yerushalayim. The maidens of Yerushalayim bow their heads into the grounds. Kolu B'Dema'uz Einai. Kamar Marum Ei. My eyes are filled with tears. My insides are churning, right? Mishpach Aretz Kvedi Al Sheber Basami. My liver spills on the ground at the shattering of my people. While the babies are swooning in the inside Yerushalayim, the mosam yomuraya dagam bayayin. They say to their mothers, "Where's the bread? Where's the wine?" Besatfam kechalab berchovos here, as they swoon like a dying man in the streets of the town. Bistapech nashan alcheki mosam. Right. One of the things is the that the people suffered. They did get they when our fortune goes down so suddenly, the luxuries are as much absent from us as the lack of basic necessity, and as the life ebbed away from the body, right? And even the babies who were starving, they don't want to die on the streets, so they would hold, and the mothers would hold the children as the souls departed. Right, they were waiting. My dechumad amalacha basi Yerushalayim. With what shall I bear witness for you? Ma'ashvalachum banachamech b'sulas basion. What can I say and make it like to you? Don't be stunned. The same thing happened to such and such a people. Where am I going to equate it? Says Rashi. Right. Your destruction is as fast as the sea. Who's going to help you? Who can heal you? Right? The Nevi'im are supposed to heal you, and you don't listen. Your Nevi'im gave you vanity and foolishness. The false Nevi'im, says the Targum, right? They were offered you foolishness. They didn't give you Musar. They didn't hold you back. They said to you that there was going to be oracles of vanity and deception, and they tried, they gave you all sorts of other things, and that's an important thing for us. Sometimes we think to ourselves, we can't hear Musar today. All we need to hear is happy stuff. Happy stuff is not always the right way to go. Sometimes we have to know that we're not always doing the greatest things under the sun. Sometimes it's important for us to realize that, that there's what to think about and so what to improve on. sometimes that's something that we need to take under advisement and something that we should be thinking about. But we don't always do that. For that, we mourn. Sometimes you have to think about what we're doing. Safku alayach kapayim kol avrei derech. Right? All those who pass along the way, they're clapping their hands at us. Right? Sharku v'ayani rosham al-basi Yerushalayim. They hiss and they wag their... They shake their heads. They're in shock and dismay, says the Lechem Dima, when they think about us. Could this be the city that was called the perfect in beauty, the joy of all the earth? The enemies are jeering, they're hissing, and they're gnashing with their teeth, right? And they say, Amru Bilanu, they say, we devoured this city. We've been waiting for this day, right? And we were looking for the process. It's interesting, the Mefarshim here point out that the pay comes before the ayin over here. And the Chachamim see that this is a hint to the Meraglim who came back and spoke with their peh before what they didn't see with their ayin, so suggests the Gemara in Sanhedrin, right? And so we have to understand. Asa Hashem asher zaman bitzaim raso. Hashem said what he was going to do, and he carried out his decree. Asher tivah mimekedem, that he promised from beforehand. Haras v'lo chamal, he destroyed and he showed no mercy, right? He carried out his decree without any mercy. He let the enemy rejoice over you. He raised their pride. Right? That was Hashem's promise. So their hearts cried out to Hashem. Right? The hearts of the Jews, that is. They cried out towards Hashem. Or Ibn Ezra says it was the enemies who cried out against Hashem. Right? Wall of Yerushalayim, go ahead and cry a river. Don't give yourself a break, right? Keep crying. Why should you go ahead and do all such a thing? So the Lechem Dima says, who's being spoken to over here? Maybe it's the walls of the ruined city for the degradation. Maybe it's the Shechina that should protect. Maybe speaking to the Tzadikim, right? But whatever it is, they should keep crying. There's still a purpose to the bechia. Shari demos lo ninalu. But according to Ibn Ezra, it's the enemy who's saying, "Go ahead, cry walls. It won't make a difference. It depends which way you want to go ahead and pay attention." Gumi roni balayla the rosh ashmuros. Yirmiyahu says, "Get up, cry at night at the beginning of the watches." Shivchi kamayim libech nochach bnei Hashem. Go ahead and pour your hearts out towards Hashem. See, love kapayach al nefesh ol alayach, hatufim bara barosh kochutzos. Pour your heart like water in front of Hashem. Lift your hands up to Him for the life of young children who swoon from hunger at every corner. Go ahead, cry, raise your voice out loud. Right, rei Hashem v'abita lemi alal tako. Hashem, look, see who you've been treating this way. Im tochalna nashim piryam olei tipuchim. Is this what you want? That you wanted to have this, that the women would be eating their children, right? Emiyarig b'mikdash Hashem Kohen b'Navi. Did you want a priest and a prophet to go ahead and be killed in the Beis Hamikdash? Chazal tells us that's a reference to Zechariah ben Yehoyada, right? Who was killed on Yom Kippur in the Beis Hamikdash for giving Musar. And Yirmiyahu said that women are being driven to devour their children. Hashem said, "One second, didn't they kill a Melech v'Navi? Shachvu la'aretz chutzos narvizakin, out on the ground in the streets they lie, young and old. B'sulosai b'achorei naflu b'charev, my maidens and my young men fell by the sword. Haragta b'yom apecha tabachta lochamalta, you slew them on the day of the wrath. You slaughtered them and you showed no mercy. T'krok yom moed megurai misaviv, you're invited." Azoat Yantif, my evil enemies, and there wasn't a leftover left on that day. Asher tipachti b'ribisi arbichilam, those who I cherished and brought up, my enemy wiped out on that day. That was the way it goes. He invited my evil neighbors to gather against me, and the Targum says Megurim was my young cubs, right? Hashem, and basically the Targum says no. You should call out a festival of freedom like the festival of Pesach to get my young people to come around, and that is his intention over here. And with this, we close the second parak of Eicha, and tomorrow Be'ezus Hashem will triple the fun as we take a look at the third parak, which was Yirmiyahu's response after he watched the first Megillas Eicha get burned. And we'll take it up when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.